Looking ahead to the agricultural year 2016. We're visiting today with Bruce Jones, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Bruce, what do you see for the year ahead?
Some of the good news for 2016 is that the inputs that are going to be used to produce some of the crops, they're getting a little cheaper. Specifically, energy gotten cheaper and stayed cheap through most of 2015, and the expectation and forecast is they're going to continue to remain at these lower levels through most of 2016. So gasoline, diesel, and LP continue to be affordable, which is good news. The cost of producing that less expensive corn is going to be a little lower, too.
Bruce, break this out a little bit for us. When the price of energy goes down, how does that ripple through the entire farm operation?
One, we're going to have less fuel costs to run the machinery. Secondly, it's going to probably translate into lower fertilizer costs as well, all other factors held constant, primarily because natural gas is a key input to the production of nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia and nitrogen source. Potash, the same thing. It doesn't cost as much to transport it here. That cheaper energy is helping make other inputs more affordable as well.
Bruce, can you give us an example of some break-even prices that producers should be concerned with?
If we're going to raise corn, we're going to need to receive about $3.25 to cover all the inputs that are directly used to produce that bushel of corn. Now, that doesn't cover the rent or the ownership costs of the land, nor does it cover return to the operator. So 3.25 is just break even on covering your ongoing operating costs. Then you're going to need something above and beyond that to start paying the rent on the land and a return to the operator.
What do you expect will happen to rents in this environment?
The expectation would be there'd be further declines in rents. I think they're going to be a little sticky going down. But there has to be some adjustment because current prices of corn do not support paying the rents that we were paying over the last couple of years. The data that USDA has been publishing bear that out. It's sizable. Hopefully we can meet middle ground, that we start seeing some recovery in grain prices, some downward adjustment in rents, and maybe we can meet in the middle and get this thing back into a more profitable situation.
What kind of advice do you have for people looking into the new year?
The one bit of advice in terms of big ticket items like purchase of equipment, machinery, replacement of that truck and such, those big ticket items probably need to wait. The remedy to that is I'm going to try to bear some repair costs and get this piece of equipment through one more cropping year. Then we'll reevaluate once we see where we're at.
We've been visiting with Bruce Jones, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.